Hi, I'm Steve Todd, and you're listening to Musicians FAQ, a radio program focused on learning more about the musicians that are entertaining you around Waterloo Region. We're featuring your favorite local singer, guitar player, or drummer, learning how they got started, influences, funny stories about past gigs, and upcoming performances. You'll also hear some great recordings of their work. In addition, we'll be learning about others in the music industry that are helping to maintain a vibrant music scene. This is Musicians FAQ. All right, well, we're sitting here on Skype with Allison King. Thanks a lot for joining us on Musicians FAQ, Allison.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me, Steve.
And I wanted to get you on previously, and this we sort of moved this interview up because, unfortunately, you're moving away from the Cambridge area.
I am, yeah. I'm returning home to Nova Scotia.
Wow, okay. You're leaving a big hole.
Thanks. Well, it's bittersweet because I've enjoyed my time here and being involved in the music community here, which has been fantastic. So, yeah, I'm really going to miss that.
Yeah. And how many years have you lived in Cambridge then?
I have lived in Cambridge about 4 years. It's been okay. 16 years in total in KW.
Wow. Okay. And you originally grew up, I think, is it Dartmouth or in the...
Yes, Dartmouth, okay. Nova Scotia. That's where I grew up, yes.
I'm pronouncing it wrong, so it's Dartmouth. Okay, that must happen.
Yeah, no worries.
Awesome. So I've known you from playing with John Ladds and the Ridge, but do you want to just kind of go back in time and talk about different bands or different organizations you played with?
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, I was fortunate enough to have been born into a musical family.
Okay.
My dad was a professional musician. He plays piano.
Wow.
And so he, at one point, he had been in different bands growing up himself. And then he actually toured briefly with Bobby Curtola.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. And so I was fortunate to just grow up with being surrounded by music.
Okay.
So I started doing, you know, music with my family, playing at, you know, different weddings for friends. And that's kind of where I started. So I grew up taking voice, piano, violin.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So that's kind of where it all got started. And I started to get more involved singing publicly when I did move up to Ontario.
Okay.
And I started singing with some friends in Sarnia, and we formed like a jazz trio.
Really?
And a local jazz, very well-known jazz musician, Dr. D, or George Del Grosso, he kind of took us under his wing, kind of mentored us, and you know, we were involved in the different Can-Am jazz festivals that would happen yearly in Sarnia. So that's
where
I started. Yeah.
Good for you. Okay. Were you playing any instruments or just strictly singing at this point?
At that point, strictly singing. Yeah.
Later in the program, Allison's going to be talking about playing with a band called Double Impact. But in the meantime, here's Allison singing a jazzy song called Mean Old Moon.
Mean Old Moon. Must be fun to shine upon me as I come undone till I'm all alone beneath the sun. You mean, oh moon, with your beam you led the way and found me. Love I thought was here to stay. Then you went and took my love away. You mean, oh moon. Oh, you mean, oh stars above. The games that you I could find some happiness. true. You've taken all the light that's left in you and saving it up for you know who. You
was able to connect with a really great voice coach, Adrian Jones. He has a music school in Kitchener and Allura. And some really, yeah, and it kind of went from there. That's where I met John McLelland, who was teaching piano at the time at Adrian's music school. And it would, from that, it, you know, it we had the opportunity to do some jazz as a jazz duo, piano and voice, in the last couple of years.
Hi, John McLelland here. Just wanted to say a few words about my dear friend, Allison. Allison, you've been a joy to get to know, to work with as a musician. All the great songs we did from the Great American Songbook, either I in a company mode for you or the duets that we sang together, those are moments that I'll always cherish. You're such a joy to work with and such a beautiful human being with a big heart. All the best on the East Coast. Remember us once in a while back here in the wild, wild west. And I wish you all the best. Stay in touch. And who knows, maybe someday we'll get a chance to perform together. That would be wonderful. But keep us posted on what's happening with you out there. And always look forward to knowing what's going on with you and whatever new musical endeavors that you take on. Whatever genre you decide to sing in, you'll be great because you're such a fine singer. You're very musical and, most importantly, wonderful to work with. So farewell and all the best and love you lots.
Thank you.
invited to play at, yes, at Lana's Lounge, when Lana's Lounge opened within the last between 2 and 3 years. Yeah. So that's where we've been able, they've been kind enough to have us as a regular part of the lineup there at Lana's Lounge, which has been awesome.
I bet. I've heard such great things about that place.
Lana's Lounge, yeah. Sean and Marissa have done a great job of, hosting a lot of local musicians, you know, great food. It's just been a nice little gem in Waterloo. Yeah.
I think I've heard just the way they treat the band is just spectacular, how nice they are.
Yeah. Yes, so appreciative. Sean himself is a gigging musician. He's a drummer, so he appreciates, you know, what's involved in providing entertainment. So very appreciative, and also the audience there. It's nice because it's a small venue, so it's cozy, it's intimate, and people come out specifically. Yeah, they want to hear the music.
In preparation for this interview, I reached out to several musicians and restaurant owners that knew Allison personally, and I received a response from Marissa Mance, the owner of Lana's Lounge. The following is her message to Allison. While we are sad to see Allison leave our Lana's family and greater Waterloo region, we understand her desire to pursue a new chapter. We have been blessed to have Allison among our stable of stellar musicians and singers. She always brought a beauty to jazz standards that kept the room at a hush. Her smile and gentle demeanor only adds to her appeal. Allison has external and internal beauty that is a rare commodity. We will miss you, Allison. Thank you for sharing your talent and zest for life. Come visit anytime you're back our way. You will always have a home at Lana's.
my main band that I, you know, was fortunate enough to work with was with Innuendo. I was introduced to them. They played for a friend for an anniversary party for one of my friends. And I had heard of them. They had played for some other friends of mine for different weddings and anniversaries. And then I finally got to see them perform at about, I'd say, 6 years ago. And I was able to connect with them that way. And then I had, a couple years later, I had the chance to actually become a band member.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
This is Tony Bender with a greeting for Allison King. I'm wishing you all the possible happiness in Nova Scotia. Returning to one's home and roots is always a powerful call. You'll be sorely missed here in KW by so many, but we will all be hoping that following your heart leads you where you need to be. Thank you for sharing your talents and your friendship with us in Innuendo. It was always a great pleasure making rhythms to support your voice. You are a great singer with an even greater soul inside that shows through every time you perform. In fact, every time you smile or laugh, too. The people in your life in Halifax, friends, family, co-workers, and I'm sure musicians as well, will all be blessed to have you there. I hope your travel, the move, and getting settled goes smoothly without a hitch. I will think of you often, especially when I hear or play any of the tunes that we perform together. Take good care of that soul of yours. I hope to see you on my next motorcycle trip east. Giant virtual hugs to you, Allison. Thank you for being a friend.
Double impact, that's sort of a smaller version of innuendo then?
It is. So innuendo, the full band, it is a six-piece band.
Yeah.
And that's made up of Daryl Kuwabara, Rod Gimple, Tony Bender, Paul Compolongo, myself, and Sheila Rinaldi.
Okay.
But yes, Double Impact is a smaller version. It's Rod and Daryl, so okay. As a duo. And I've been able to join them, and we've gotten quite a bit of work as a trio.
I feel so bad, I've got a worried mind. I'm so lonesome all the time. Since I left my baby behind on the loop by you. Saving nickels, saving dimes. Working till the sun don't shine. Looking forward to happier times on the loop by you.
First and foremost, I want to wish you all good things as you return to your beloved East Coast home. I trust that you will thrive in the places that mean so much to you and be welcomed into the rich musical community there. Your personal warmth and enthusiasm for life will serve you well as you establish and re-establish your friendships and networks. In getting to know you and work with you in both our trio and band Innuendo, I've seen that your love of music is communicated to the people lucky enough to hear you. There's an ease and sense of fun in your singing that engages the audience. As a colleague on stage with you, it was always a pleasure to see how positively people would respond to you. On a more personal level, I have so very much appreciated your friendship, perspective, and wonderful talents over these years. I've always had a vision of what we could bring to the stage with Innuendo, and your contribution to the band helped to make that a reality. More than individual talents, the chemistry of people who genuinely enjoy being together brought a sense of celebration and joy to the music. So often, I've been told how much people have noted and appreciated how we seem to have as much fun as the audience. It's true. We like being together doing what we love to do. We've had some pretty great gigs over the years, and I'm proud to have shared the stage with you. I have come to know and have deep affection for your family and the vast army of Allison friends. They've been so supportive of you and your music, and we've all benefited from their presence. I count myself as one of those friends. Your talented family, and especially your dad, have made many musical evenings special for all. I hope that you'll still allow us to call your dad up on stage to join us for a few tunes. He does such a great job on keys, and he has his own army of fans. I have come to grips with the fact that Halifax is not really commuting distance for rehearsals and gigs, but I'm pretty sure that with the techie conveniences available these days, that our friendship and musical collaborations can continue in some way. It has been such a joy to be part of your musical community, and I look forward to hearing about your ongoing adventures in the years ahead. Just a reminder, the band loves road trips. All the best, Allison. Take care.
There's a light, a certain kind of light that's never shone on me. And I want my life to be to live with you. And there's a way, everybody says.
Baby, you don't.
other place I know you've played a lot, we haven't mentioned, is The Ridge. And
yes.
I think so, Double Impact, but I've seen you, that's probably in the weekends you show up with them, but I've seen you on the Tuesday nights at the open mic as well.
That's correct. Yeah, that's kind of where, that was my first introduction to The Ridge, actually, was the open mic night on Tuesday. That's where I first got to meet Yvonne Way. And got to sing with her, and eventually more opportunities with yourself as well, and of course with the John Ladd's band. So it's so many great opportunities here.
Oh yeah, I know you've done some pretty big events even through your church. So you probably, I'm assuming you might sing regularly at church, but then you've also done almost like conventions and larger.
Yes. We had an international convention that happened in Toronto last summer. And there was some special entertainment that was provided for the international delegates. We had about 5,000 delegates from all around the world who attended the convention. So there were some very special, special things that were provided, including, you know, basically, yeah, a gala show. So I was very privileged to be a part of that. That was a fantastic experience.
That's amazing. Yes, yeah, it's incredible playing, like, you know, normally you're used to playing for 50 to 100 people at the most, but
right.
To play for something like that and that number is unbelievable.
It really was once in a lifetime opportunity.
I guess when you go back home to Halifax, that might be the first thing, is to connect with the church, and you could, if you're itching to do some music and stuff.
For sure, most definitely, yes. I'll have lots of opportunity.
I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and I'll watch them roll away. Watching the tide roll away. Ooh.
I totally forgot that ending. I'm like, oh yeah, it's the Cerebrella thing. Yeah.
Allison King, Paul Schultz, and on behalf of myself and Denise Braun, we'd like to thank you for all your music contributions that you've delivered us here in the Waterloo region for so many years with style and professionalism. We are going to miss that charm, your pure and angelic and perfect voice here. When you depart for Halifax and settle there in August, they will be a richer community for it. Us here in the Waterloo region will be lesser, and we will miss you and your voice, your contributions to the music community here as well, and all the charity events you supported, the ones that that I remember dearly in Paris, and for nothing but good causes, and others as well. So. Again, on behalf of Denise and myself, congratulations and all the best moving forward. And we wish you and along with many, many others, best always and safe travels and all the best in Halifax. And I know there will be a richer community, music community for your presence. All the best, Allison King. You will be missed.
Hi, I'm Tom Nunn from Kitchener, Ontario, and you're listening to 102.7 CKMS Radio Waterloo.ca.
You've been a sort of a staple on the wedding circuit in Kitchener, Waterloo, and I think you were actually even either nominated or won some of the Kitchener Record Readers' Choice Awards and stuff, right?
Correct. Yes, we have been fortunate enough to be nominated in particularly, the favorite reception musicians category.
For you, okay.
Consecutively for the past few years. And we've won, you know, first place, second place. Wow. In that category. So that's very, very satisfying and very, very grateful that we've been able to do what we love on such a special day for people, and that they've chosen us to share in that. It's been it's been fantastic.
Would that be more with the Double Impact guys, or is that the full Innuendo band? Or,
well, you know what, we've been able to experience weddings in both situations, actually, as Innuendo as you know, the trio, basically Rod, Daryl, and myself. And it depends on people's the venue, and what exactly they're wanting to kind of create for an atmosphere. But yeah, so I've been able to experience weddings in both forms. Yeah. Maybe a little bit more with the trio. Weddings are so much fun.
Hi, Allison, it's Mark here. I just want to say thanks for everything. It's been such a pleasure to work with you. You bring such a positive energy to the band, or to basically everything you do. You're probably the best prepared person I've ever seen when it comes to music. I look forward to doing some recording from a distance, of course, with you. And I'd like to say that you will be missed. You will really be missed. And I want you to think of us when you're eating M&Ms. Take care, my dear. Bye.
Down the love's pool. Here I go. Wish you safe travels in your move down to the East Coast. Gonna miss seeing you perform live, but I guess recorded performances and over the internet's gonna have to do. Bye for now.
The other thing I've done with you too is Can Jam, and that's been going on for I think at least 6 years now with the Lads Band. It's a charity nonprofit event for the Brantford Food Bank, and you've been a big part of that as well, right?
Yes, I have been so grateful to be part of that for such a good cause. And again, so much fun. It's something that I've looked forward to. Like you say, it's an annual event. So, you know, every fall. Yeah, with a great venue at the Arlington Hotel. And it's definitely been a highlight for me.
Hi, Allison. It's Yvonne Way here. I'm so sad that you're moving away, but I'm so happy you're getting to take this next step on this amazing adventure of yours. And who wouldn't want to move down east? It's beautiful there, and you have family there, and you're right beside the ocean. Like, who wouldn't want to be there? The music scene apparently is quite something, and I know you're just going to be in there blowing the place apart with your amazing talents, your angel voice, your wonderful stage presence. You're such a delight to sing with. You have an amazing ear. I don't know. I can't even tell you all of the wonderful things I want to say because there's so many. I hope you have the greatest time down east. And the one thing that the whole COVID epidemic has shown us is that even though we may be separated, we can still keep together by using the virtual means. We can sing together sometimes, maybe. We can bring you into rehearsals. Just being far away doesn't mean that we won't be seeing you. So I wish you so much luck, and I send you on your way with so much love. And I hope you have the most amazing time down east. And I can't wait to hear from you once you're all settled in. And we'll do some of that online music together. Lots of love, my dear.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no treble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no treble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no treble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass. Yeah, it's pretty cool. Place. I see the magazines working that Photoshop. We don't
from the bottom to the top. Yeah, my mama, she told me to worry about
Hi there, it's John Ladds here, and I just want to say a few things about my good friend Allison King. I had the good fortune of meeting Allison about 5 years ago now, I think, through some mutual friends, and it has been just a pleasure getting to know her. She is a beautiful person inside and out, and has an equally beautiful singing voice to go with that. And it's just been, again, it's been an honor and a privilege to make music with her. She has been part of a food drive event that I do, have done for the last 5 years or so. She's been part of, I think, four of those. And I can tell you the next one that I do, if she's not there, there's going to be a real void, because she brings a lot to the table. I mean, anyone that has heard Allison sing knows just what a consummate professional she is. Although I've never met her father, I did see a video of him playing the piano, and there's no question where her musicality comes from. It definitely runs deep in her blood. But I also believe that she works at it too. I think she does some vocal coaching, and I mean, it really shows. And any time that Allison and I, you know, decided we're going to do a song, I'll say, you know, let's learn this. And she's, not only is she totally open to singing almost anything, when she decides to learn something, she learns it inside and out. And when we sit down to play it, she is more than prepared, and she just executes it flawlessly. So again, I can't say enough good about Allison. I wish her all the best. And although I'm going to miss her, I know that music will stay, will keep us connected. We'll still do things, you know, online. And, you know, when she does come back to Ontario, or if I go out east, I know that somehow, some way, we'll find a way to do music again together. So, again, Allison, I wish you all the best. And it's not goodbye. It's until we make some music again. So, again, just a pleasure to know her. And I wish her nothing but the best. Thank you.
Hi, Allison. It's Jeff Gay. I've enjoyed so much getting to know you and play with you in the John Ladd Band and have you as a friend. Your song choices have always been interesting and fun to learn. You have touched everyone that has heard or met you with your amazing voice and sincere kindness. Your smile and talent will be missed in Ontario, but Nova Scotia is lucky to have you back. I mean it when I say that Sandy and I wish you all the best and look forward to seeing you on your visit back to Ontario. We wish you all the best and good luck in this next chapter of your life. Bye.
What other plans do you have then in Halifax? I know you're going probably for work and then also family. Hopefully you can incorporate some music into your spare time.
Definitely, yes. Yeah, I was able to get a work transfer, so that's what's allowing me to go back home to Halifax. But yes, family, lots of friends, and, you know, Halifax is a great city for all kinds of different things, including the music scene. So, you know, that's kind of where I got started. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to connecting with different friends that I've been able to do music with while I was there. And yeah, so looking forward to some new opportunities.
Oh, I bet. And hopefully you can come home. You still have family in Rotary.
I do. Area, so,
yep.
I do. My mom and dad are still here. I have a sister here. So yeah, no doubt I'll be back to visit. And yeah, hopefully we can incorporate some music into those visits.
Give everybody a lot of advance notice, and then everybody will fill
your calendar. We can plan. Yeah, that's right.
Now, one thing you mentioned to me to the group on the weekend is you're actually bringing a harp with you, I guess, right?
I am. I have a very, you know, talented musical friend here in Ontario, Dave McKee. He started building harps within the last few years. And he is gifting me. I'm truly, truly honored. He's gifting me with a harp. And so I have always been, you know, again, growing up in Nova Scotia, there with the huge Celtic influence that's there, I've always loved Celtic music. Oh, yeah. And yeah. So to be able to now be going home with a harp, I'm super excited. So yeah. It's, you know, another kind of musical avenue that I'm going to get to explore. So, yeah.
Now, how big is that? Because I've seen some that are fairly small and other ones that are.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to be getting the harp this weekend. So we will see. I'm guessing that it's not one of the, you know, I think with Irish harps, they come, you know, and start small. It's nothing like the like orchestral harps, but yeah. I guess I'm not really sure yet. I've seen, you know, some of videos that he's posted, but I think a little bit bigger than a lap harp, but we'll see.
Well, that's incredible. Just even the how soothing that instrument is to listen to.
Yes.
Oh, I think that'll be fantastic. Hopefully you can get up to speed on that, and that might be a nice thing to play. Wow.
Yep, that's the plan.
Good for you.
You know, I'm just so fortunate to have connected with the musical community here in Kitchener-Waterloo. It's fantastic, and I'm just so honored and, you know, like I said, so grateful that I got to be a part of it for, you know, basically the last 6 years.
Yeah, well, and likewise, I think everybody else is so fortunate to have accompanied you on in different groups that you've played, whether it's jazz or a little bit of the rock or everything else. Yeah. That you've done. And church as well. I'm sure at church you're going to be missed greatly. So
yeah, we're it's been, like I said, even if I had the chance to do even just one of those forms of music,
yeah,
I would have considered myself to be really lucky. But you know what? To have gotten to experience so all of those forms, you know, jazz. Contemporary rock, to have gotten to do all of that music, it's really has been a dream come true for me.
Oh, absolutely. Well, hopefully you're coming back soon.
Yes.
And whether it's a band that I'm in or the Innuendo guys, and I'm sure everybody would be so happy to have you sit in on a gig, or they'll book something to see you again. So
yep, I would love that. Like I said, if I can incorporate, you know, music into a visit, like that's the plan for sure. Yep.
Wow. Okay. Well, I'm on behalf of everybody in KW music community, I wish you the best of luck. I'm sure it's a great move for you. I have a soft spot for the East Coast myself, so I would love to be able to go there at some point. But good for you. Good luck.
Thank you, Steve. A pleasure.
All right.
Long time. woke up today. How the hell can a person go to work in the morning, come home in the evening, and have nothing to say?
Make me an angel and fly from Montgomery. Make me a poster.
Sing it and listen.
Yeah, it's a great song. Oh.